You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the U.S. military is facing lawsuits after it discharged a number of immigrant recruits who had signed up to serve in exchange for fast-tracked citizenship. A reporter tells us that other immigrant recruits are now facing questions about their loyalty for expressing interest in those lawsuits. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. We're only 4 days away from the midterm elections, and there are some very competitive races that Wisconsin voters will be casting their ballots in. That includes the race for governor, which the latest Marquette Law School poll shows is a dead heat. WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is here to give us a preview of what's on the ballot and how races are shaping up. Sean, good to have you back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, let's start with that race for governor. Just mentioned the Marquette Law School poll. It showed about as tied a result as you can get in a poll.
Yeah, like tied the actual number of people who responded to the poll.
Not within the margin of error tied, but tied.
So Marquette found 47% to 47% tied between Walker and Evers, with 3% for Libertarian Phil Anderson in that race. If you're wondering why the campaigns are behaving the way they are behaving with just a few days to go before Election Day, they're probably seeing this as a race that either one of them could win. So expect a hectic few days for them.
Right. We've seen a ton of national high-profile political figures here in the state. It seems like that's probably the race they're mostly thinking about. What are we seeing in this really home stretch last few days from the Walker and Evers campaigns?
It's kind of the same message that they've been going at, but just cranking it up a notch. So Walker's really going after Evers for going to raise taxes. Evers is saying, you know, he's actually now pushing back and saying, like, no, that's a lie. I'm not going to do that. He has talked in the past about potentially raising taxes, and he has left open the possibility of increasing the gas tax. Evers has been talking about his own tax cut, which would actually be pretty substantial for everybody who earns up to a 10% income tax cut for everybody who earns up to $100,000. And he has been hitting home that Democratic message that has kind of worked for them, not only in Wisconsin, but all over the country this election cycle. And that is that Republicans want to get rid of protections for people with pre-existing conditions through the Affordable Care Act. And again, on that one, Walker's pushing back and saying he's kind of taking it up a notch and saying, no, I won't. In fact, I will sign a state law that is a carbon copy of the ACA if it goes away.
For the pre-existing condition part of it.
For the pre-existing conditions part. So Walker has signed, I mean, he approved a lawsuit for Wisconsin that seeks to overturn the Affordable Care Act and its pre-existing conditions protections. He previously said, I support a bill that would protect them at the state level, although it doesn't go as far as the Affordable Care Act does. This week he said, I just want to be clear, I will do exactly what the ACA does on pre-existing conditions protections, although that other bill didn't pass the Senate, and there's no indication that, something like that would either as of right now.
Right. In both of their cases, the promises they're making, they couldn't do without the legislature. And that is a question mark for a variety of reasons. The governor's own party might not back him on that particular promise. And who knows which party is going to control which chamber of the legislature.
You don't know who's going to be in control, and anything that has to deal with the budget, you know, for example, Tony Evers' tax cut is pretty big, and he wants to increase spending on schools at the same time. So does Walker. You know, we just don't know how much money is going to be available when the next governor actually sits down to write that budget. So I guess take everything you hear in the last few days of a campaign with a grain of salt.
Let's talk about that legislature for a few moments. Now, even in a race where you have a fair amount of polling, like governor or U.S. Senate, of course, as Charles Franklin says, the only poll that matters is the one on Election Day. When it comes to assembly seats and Senate seats at the state level, there's no polling or very little, and maybe there's a little internal polling for parties that we don't get to see.
Right.
What are you watching for? What is up in the air in the legislature?
For, I guess we're watching predominantly the state Senate, just because the Republican margin in the state assembly is so large that it's highly unlikely that Democrats would be able to flip that chamber. Now, they might pick up some seats. They might emerge from Election Day saying we did pretty well and we're not nearly as deep in the minority as we were before. I think that's a possibility for them. But the Republicans have 64 seats out of 99 in the assembly. So that's a pretty strong lead edge they're going into Election Day with. In the Senate, Democrats would need to flip two seats to take the majority. And so that is kind of depending on what kind of a cycle this is, what kind of a year it is, that's within the range of possibilities for them. And so They start looking at seats like the 17th State Senate District in southwest Wisconsin with Republican Senator Howard Markline facing Democrat Chris Marion. That's a very competitive district. They're looking at the 19th State Senate District up in northeast Wisconsin in the Fox Valley with Republican Senator Roger Roth facing Democrat Lee Snodgrass. It's not as competitive, but again, it depends on what kind of a cycle we're in. And then they're even looking at, a district in the Milwaukee suburbs, which is Republican country. I mean, that is normally a safely Republican area. But the 5th State Senate District in southeast Wisconsin, Donald Trump only actually won by one percentage point in 2016. Trump has had struggles with suburban voters, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country. And so that's an area where Democrats see at least an opening.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR Capital Bureau Chief, counting down toward Election Day on Tuesday. Let's hit our other statewide races, Sean. Attorney General, looking at the survey, incumbent Brad Schimmel has had a lead over Josh Call, but pretty close there, but also a lot of non-name recognition for both candidates in that race. So there's a lot up in the air there.
It definitely is taking a backseat to the other statewide races. I mean, governor and U.S. Senate are so much more prominent than attorney general, a job which, you know, many people don't know what the AG does. And so the candidates have that going against them to start with, Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, but then especially Democrat Josh Call, who is running for office for the first time. He is introducing himself to voters, and there are a number of voters who say they do not know enough about him to form an opinion. But at the same time, the race is pretty close. I mean, Democrats are backing the Democratic candidate in this race. Republicans are backing the Republican. And at least by Marquette's numbers, Brad Schimmel had a 2-point lead, which is well within the margin of error.
This is a race, and this could be true with legislative races, where in a lot of voters' minds, this is a generic Republican against a generic Democrat in their minds.
It could be. And, you know, there have been election cycles where the, you know, voters vote for a governor of one party and an attorney general of another. I'm just thinking about 2006, good year for Democrats. Jim Doyle won the governor's race. J.B. Van Hollen, a Republican, won the attorney general's race. These things happen, and so I think we can't just look at the shape that the governor's race is in and say that predicts how everything is going to go elsewhere. It also makes it very hard when the governor's race is literally tied down the middle.
Right,
so,
right.
So using that to kind of read the tea leaves for something like attorney general isn't too helpful.
Now, in the U.S. Senate race, speaking of maybe people voting for different parties, Democrat Tammy Baldwin, incumbent, has a lead in the Marquette poll over State Senator Leah Vukmir, the Republican. That suggests that some people would be planning to vote for Governor Walker and Tammy Baldwin.
It does. There's an 11-point lead there for Tammy Baldwin over Republican Leah Vukmir, inched up just slightly from Marquette's last poll in October. And so what you have there, pollster Charles Franklin kind of broke that down. You do have some Vukmir voters who are willing to vote for Evers, but it's also a lot of Walker voters who are willing to vote for Baldwin. And that it kind of accounts, it does illustrate what we say often, but don't always see, that there are independent voters in Wisconsin,
right,
or people who are willing to change their mind here. We have Obama-Trump voters here, for example, or Obama-Walker voters. And in this case, we might have Walker-Baldwin voters in the 2018 election.
And big picture, it's a cliche, I think, for political reporters. It all is going to come down to turnout. In this case, it's a cliche, though, because it's true. It depends on how many people turn out and who turns out and where they turn out.
Yeah, and especially in that race for governor, I think the Wisconsin Republican Party is widely seen around the nation as being a pretty powerful machine, you know, is the word that gets thrown around sometimes. But they kind of know what they're doing at this point. Ever since really the recall election, they have been able to kind of do what they want in these statewide races, and particularly in Walker's races for governor. So he has that going for him, obviously. But it's still in this Marquette poll and in others, Democrats have an enthusiasm edge. So for them, it's getting those people who are more enthusiastic about this, you know, this race to get out in a way that Democrats sometimes don't in midterm elections.
Sean, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us for a preview of Tuesday's elections, and we hope you'll join us Tuesday night on WPR for live election coverage. NPR reports on national races starting at 7, and when polls close in Wisconsin at 8, Sean and I will be here with Wisconsin Public Television's Frederica Freiberg for coverage of statewide elections, including the races for governor and U.S. senator, and to see what happens in the legislature. We'll be here throughout the night with election results and analysis. That's live election night coverage starting Tuesday at 7 on WPR.